This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
These atmospheres in Montreal, being the enemy there, but being here and not getting the cheers that usually get when we play here. And I mean, it was just an unbelievable experience. This whole week has just been such a memorable one, and something that, you know, I've learned so much personally. And just to be a part of this group and this team and be a part of USA Hockey has been, you know, better than I expected.
That is one of the absolute stars born during the Four Nations face-off, Brady Tkachuk of the Ottawa Senators. Look, hockey, he's got a big contract. He's a captain of a team. I don't know that the average hockey fan was paying that much attention to Brady Tkachuk before this tournament. And certainly the casuals had to be, I mean, just totally sucked in by the Tkachuk brothers show in this tournament Saturday night with the fights to start off the round robin game against Team Canada. I feel like Brady Tkachuk, I mean, Matthews got the cup already from last year in Florida and the finals the year before that. Like, he's kind of been, you know, the flag's planted. People know who he is. His brother, I think, did a lot to raise his profile throughout this tournament. Just excellent. I mean, he was just wrecking everyone. Shift in, shift out. Just what a physical force, and a talented player at that too. So really, really tremendous opportunity for these guys to get on the map with just sports fans, if not, you know, again, hockey fans. The name Tkachuk and these two brothers are not strangers to casual hockey fans, but I think maybe you didn't know just what kind of force they could be. They were just tremendous. And I think with the number of people who got into this, that the Olympic Games in just a little around a year from now are just going to be really highly anticipated. That'll be in Italy. So, you know, the time difference is going to prove to be, have some challenges. Might be tough to count on the kind of numbers of people tuning in that we saw watching these games the last two times that Team Canada and Team USA played, but just a tremendous, tremendous show. I'm blown away by that ratings number. You know, we had a call earlier today, positing that he would predict that more people watch these games than the Stanley Cup Finals Game 7 last year. And in America, that was definitely true. I think Game 7 outpaced this game last night, even in Canada. But here in the U.S., doubled it. I mean, just blew it out of the water. Really, Saturday night was only 4.4 million. That was more than watched Game 7 between Florida and Edmonton last year, and that 9.9 or 9.3 number, 925, whatever it is exactly, Zach mentioned it. Like, it's the highest rated non-Olympic hockey game. I mean, just a tremendous, tremendous thing. And to think that this thing was ramping up, this tournament, the Four Nations Face-Off was ramping up, and there were plenty of people, prominent people, hockey fans, sort of rolling their eyes. Oh, great. You know, the NFL just ended. Basketball's in their all-star break, and I'm going to have this go-through-the-motions tournament going on. I never really thought quite that. I still was blown away by how intense it was. I didn't think it would be all the way there, but it was really game in, game out, shift in, shift out. The intensity was obvious. So we'll see if we get, you know, more attention than we have in past years on the Stanley Cup playoffs once they get there, because that's your next opportunity to see anything from a passion and effort and intensity standpoint that will approximate what you were watching in this tournament. I mean, to think you're going to get that night to night in the regular season, I mean...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You just don't. It's not possible. But these players, to their credit, I mean, just full bore. And we'll see how much fallout there is from guys maybe not being ready to rejoin their NHL teams as soon as tomorrow. Matthew Tkachuk didn't play beyond a few shifts. He didn't play really at all beyond the first period of last night's game. His brother did the same thing on Monday. Brady, he played this entire game last night, but I don't know. I haven't seen any word about Ottawa ramping up here and what the expectation is there for him to be ready to go tomorrow or this weekend anyway for the Senators. But we know Shea Theodore, defenseman, important defenseman for Vegas, got hurt in the very first game of the tournament. He's out for the rest of the regular season, and we'll see just how many other guys that came through this. I mean, Austin Matthews, what was it termed? Did he have general body soreness or something, they said, I think, that held him out of the game on Monday? I mean, the U.S. didn't need it anyway. But he was back, and really, I thought, despite what the final goal of the tournament looked like, I thought Matthews was one of the very best players on the ice, at both ends of the ice. But he seemed to be nursing something. So we'll see how ready he is. Like all these guys, you know, these teams are in, some of them. I know Buffalo. Some of these teams are in playoff races. Ottawa and Detroit, two teams that the Sabres were lumped in with at the bottom of the Atlantic Division, along with Montreal. They're in playoff spots as hockey ramps back up here and gets started, which is something we here were dreaming about, but they are there. I mean, they're clinging to wild card spots. It's tight. There's a lot of teams around them in the standings. Columbus is only a point or two back. The Rangers are only a point or two back. Boston is on the outside looking in at this point, so they'll probably have something to say about it too. But, man, tough racket if you're like Ottawa and Detroit are not on the playoff drought streaks that the Sabres are on, but still, they've been in years-long rebuilds here, and to varying degrees have gotten a lot right. Ottawa, when they're healthy, they're still missing. Josh Norris is a big loss when he's not there, and he's had injury problems for a lot of his career. But imagine, like, you're a Sabres fan, and you've got Dahlin in this tournament, and you're trying to end what is currently a 13-year playoff drought. But for the sake of argument, let's say they switch places with Ottawa. So they're in the wild card spot. And this tournament comes along, and of course you want Dahlin to go, and of course Dahlin wants to go and be a part of this thing, and something happens to him. Like what happened to Theodore in the first game of the tournament, and he's out for the rest of the regular season. Just imagine how we'd be feeling here, riding a 13-season playoff drought, and you're in a spot, this break comes up, and that happens. That would be really tough. That'd be a lot of bitterness, I'm sure. I hope that that sort of problem cropping up, specifically with Vegas, but maybe other teams too, not that I'm just going to have sympathy for Vegas. I mean, they just won the cup recently, and they circumvent the cap all the time with long-term injured reserve. So cry me a river. But still, that kind of scenario is what you are potentially signing up for, losing a vital player in the midst of a playoff race. Man, that would be extremely hard on the organization and Sabres fans. Again, pie in the sky, because Sabres are not in a playoff race. They are way on the outside looking in as they get back to it tomorrow against the Rangers. 803-0550 is the number. Mike is away this week. I am the Bulldog. Back after this, you're listening to WGR.